blank. And a 47-year-old freshman. Again. I just got out of jail. Again. And I'm starting my life all over again. Again. But this time, I'm going to be a proper girl, doing things the proper way. Properly.
Hey, baby. You want a date?
Excuse me?
You know, a date.
I don't do that anymore.
I got cash.
Virginity. Remember, a virgin body has the morning sheen of an unopened flower and the freshness of secret springs. It's your choice, ladies. Hold on to your glorious ripe fruit, or... Comprende? Now, I have ribbons for all of you up here to wear with pride. I know I do. So get one on your way out. That's it for today.
What's so great about being a virgin, Tammy?
I've got something boys want, and they can't have it.
Yeah? What about girls?
What?
Nothing, just testing the waters.
Sherry, all I know is that I'm saving myself for someone really special.
Well, I'm doing the same thing. But in between, I'm screwing a lot of guys who aren't that special. Maybe I shouldn't, Coach Wolf.
Sherry, if you're worried about your past, don't. This is a great opportunity to start fresh.
Even though this morning I thumbed a ride and made a little lunch money?
Sherry, I'm giving you a chance to reclaim your virginity.
What?
Reclaim your virginity. It's a new movement. Girls all across the country are getting a second chance of purity by becoming chaste.
What are you talking about, Coach Wolf?
I'm talking about giving the damn thing a rest, Sherry. Look, if you want to reclaim your virginity, let your fertile valley lie fallow. Start thinking like a virgin. Hey, Barbara, wait up.
Well, I can do that. Don't think about sex, don't think about sex, don't think about sex.
Hey, Jerry.
Hello.
I was wondering.
Wondering what?
Hmm?
If you could get me behind the dumpster, hike up my skirt, and pound home? Well, I'm a virgin now, and this is one blushing rose you are not gonna deflower.
I just wanted to ask you to a movie.
A movie, huh? Maybe we could, I don't know, sit in a balcony, and I could take a bite out of your candy bar while you poke around in my popcorn box. I don't think so, Mr. Pervert. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go powder my newly pure nether region. Get out of my face.
Way to handle that animal.
Just trying to keep the boulder in front of my love cave.
Hey, why don't you join us in the cafeteria for lunch?
Well, I'll see you there, ladies. Don't think about sex. Don't think about sex. Don't think about sex. It's gonna be hard.
Hard.
I can't believe they asked me to have lunch. I thought I'd never fit in with the virgin.
Well, the new Jerry Blank does.
You know, Copperhead, the best part about being a virgin is that you... Shazam! Look, Drake Rogers. He makes me all puppy down there. I'd love to tame his blue vein sway back for a robber.
What do you mean, Jerry?
Take him backstage behind the meat curtain. Know what I mean? I'm talking about pounding out the veal.
Are you thinking about having sex already?
Does a pimp carry a razor?
I don't know.
Trust me, they all do.
Oh, you better 86 to 69 talk chair. Here come the girls.
Hey, girls.
Ladies.
Hey, Trudy.
Tina.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for escorting us, Jimmy.
You can go now.
Hey, Jerry. I'll be eating over there. Just let me know if you need to go anywhere.
That Jimmy Tickles is a true gentleman.
Hey, guess what we just heard about Drake Rogers and Audrey Stupino?
They did it. Behind the dumpster. What a slut. And we actually let her hang out with us this summer. Do you believe it, Jerry?
What a flimsing.
Hey, look. There she is.
Hey, whore. We didn't do it.
Good one, girl.
Doesn't she have any respect for herself?
I mean, could you imagine going all the way? I couldn't. The ways of love are a mystery to me. The feeling of a man's pelvis pounding against your haunches as you lie bent over a beer-soaked pool table grasping for leverage. And the endless jackhammer action turns you into a quivering mound of oozing pleasure. It's one I could not imagine.
You're like making love. Feel like making love. Feel like making love.
Who's that?
It's just my sister.
Hello. You look so...
virginy.
Trust me, she's a whore.
Really?
Oh, am I dickless? Well, check this out.
Green badge, big deal.
A virgin whore.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you, plug. You're not even supposed to be down here. Mom!
It was very nice to make your acquaintance, Drake. Perhaps we can speak another time when there are fewer sack wranglers around. So long, scrote lip.
All right, guys. Woo! Good practice. I'm going to see everyone tomorrow except for Mark. You're out of the band.
What do you mean? I'm the only one that knows how to play.
Right. And you're making us all look bad.
Flavor you got there.
Great. See?
Cool.
You're so sweaty.
Yeah, we rock pretty hard.
Yeah, for a band that's got a faggot for a front man.
Hey, look, why don't we hook up tomorrow night? We can drive around my car and then stop. Then I can take you home.
Fight it. Sure. What should I, wear?
Something I can pull over that pretty little head of yours.
Dre.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, wear something loose. I'll pick you up around 10:15.
Tomorrow's a school night.
Don't worry, I'll have you on by 11.
Hi. Ask me out for tonight.
Jerry, you know he only wants one thing.
Don't worry. Nothing is more important to me than my virtue. Look at the working over he's given his cracker. He could put a pool cue across it.
What happened to your virtue, Jerry?
Hey, I'm a virgin, not a cork. Doesn't hurt to look.
Hello.
Lady?
Jerry, we heard an ugly rumor that you were going out with Drake.
He did express an interest in me, but don't worry, my chastity is in no danger.
That's good to hear, Jerry, because Drake Rogers leads to a bad reputation, and a bad reputation is something we can't be associated with.
You know, I hear Jimmy Tickles has a big crush on you. Why don't you go out with him?
He'd never try to snatch your candy.
Let's go, Tammy. I'll see you, Jer. Just remember, things are going really well. Don't blow it. Or anything else. Bite it. Ooh.
Coach Wolf, can I speak with you?
Hold on, Jerry. Just strengthening the defenses. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm supposed to go on a date tonight with a senior, and I know that he will expect things.
Go on your date, Jerry. Just remember, boys have an appetite for us virgins. They're like wolverines trying to burrow down to our musky treasures.
What about my appetite?
Fight it tooth and nail. Boy really likes you. He'll wait. You're worth the wait, Jerry. I'm worth the wait. Let's wait.
Getting ready for your date, Jerry?
Yes, Mother.
Is that my expensive French body powder?
I just borrowed it here.
No, you can keep it. It's all gummed up.
Mother, were you a virgin when you married Daddy?
Yes, Jerry, he was. When your father and I first made love.
I don't know. Okay, tell me.
Look, Jerry, the important thing is that your father and I were married and in love.
Well, what's the difference between being married and in love and single and in the back of a car? That's him. I'll be home by 11.
But that's all right, Jerry. You can stay out as long as you want. Or move out, even.
Oh, baby.
Drake, I just want you to know that I'm a respectable girl and I expect a respectable night full of respect.
Right.
Right?
I got keys to my cousin's camper. Nobody's there. Let's go.
Drake, couldn't we get something to eat first?
No. I mean, what gives, Jerry? I thought you liked me.
I do like you, Drake.
Then why don't you want to spend some time with me in my cousin's camper?
Why can't I spend some time with you eating pizza?
Because... Damn, I wish I was smarter. Look, let's just go to the camper, okay?
Maybe we can go to the camper later. I thought we could go get some pizza and talk a little bit.
What could we possibly talk about?
Pizza.
Fine. You got 15 minutes to shove some pie down that hole of yours, then it's camper time.
Drake, thanks for understanding. Pizza, pizza, pizza! Jeez, I'm going to be trumpeting all night long.
Can we go now?
Hey, it's Tammy Little Nut.
Hey, Tammy, come sit with us.
Tammy, like...
Hey, Jerry.
This is Tammy and this is Jimmy.
Hey, you like campers?
Not really.
You're lost.
Well, I have to go to the ladies' room. Tammy, you want to come along?
I don't have to go.
You don't have to make a tinkle or a poo-poo?
No, Jerry.
Are you sure, Tamala? Maybe once you get in there, you'll have to make a wee-wee or a turdy.
Do you want to go to the bathroom and talk?
I guess we could talk if you don't need to make a stinky.
Okay, Carlos, I need a double Diablo with extra cheese.
Cheese.
Hey, Cole, what are you doing here?
Just moonlighting, Jerry. Teachers don't make much money, and since I don't date, I have my evenings free to pick up some spare cash.
Oye, niña, I want to kiss up your bottom.
Carlos, I'm talking.
Okay, pero I will give you such a firm kissing up.
Carlos, please, keep those armadillo paws in the dough where I can see them. How's the day going, Jerry?
I'm trying to keep a lid on things. Well, what do you think of Drake?
Well, I think he's selfish, loaded with testosterone, and really stupid.
But do you think he's a good catch?
Sherry, look, I just don't want to ruin the date by not giving him what I want. If it ruins the date because she didn't want to have sex, then Drake Rogers isn't worth spending time with. Jerry's the one you should be going out with.
He's your date.
We're just friends. All he does is talk about you. That is just wrong. It sure is. I'll fix it. And needs a few more sprouts on the old acorn. Trust me, I know him.
So, has Freckles been shellacking your wood?
What?
Come on. You had that fresh red scalp to your lodge pole.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I bet you never poked your mouse in a jar of Cheese Whiz.
Why would I want to?
That answers everything. Clam up. Here comes our dates. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we pay the check and hit the camper?
Talk to you later, men. Nice. Smells gamey.
Hop on up.
Drake, you care about me, right?
Christ, first pizza and now this? Look, Jerry, I want you to know, I will say anything in order to get you into this bunk, okay?
Oh, thanks, Wayne.
So, I guess we've had enough chatter.
Drake, wait! I can't do this. I want to, but on the other hand, I really want to. I need to be true to myself.
Look, this is a load of crap. The only reason you're here is because I'm hard and you're easy. But you're not worth all this bull.
Thanks for understanding. Is this the way out? Thanks for the pizza.
Jerry, we heard that you had a busy night last night.
Oh, you talking about my pizza date with Drake Rogers?
We're talking about the blitzkrieg he pulled on your Susie afterwards.
Well, I went home after.
Not according to Drake. Sounds like he was mining for ore down there.
What we're trying to say, Jerry, is that you are a whore, and we don't hang out with whores.
Hey, Blake. You must be about as worn out as a hooker on DJ day.
Hey, I was just thinking about you.
Why did you spread those vicious lies?
Because you didn't spread those vicious thoughts.
Exactly. We didn't do anything.
Hey, you want to do it now?
Why would I do that?
Well, since everybody thinks we did it, I thought we might as well, you know, enjoy it, right?
How dare you? That does make sense.
Come on, we can go out back.
Hold that leer. I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting by the dumpster.
Look, can I talk to you for a minute? I didn't. What lovely flowers. Wow, they're so warm. They must be fresh from the factory. Where'd you get them?
From an amigo.
Thanks for last night, Carlos.
What do you want, Jerry?
I didn't have sex with Drake, but everyone thinks that I did. If everyone thinks I'm a whore, shouldn't I at least whore it up?
Do you want to whore it up?
Well,
fight it. You're a virgin as long as you pretend to act like one. Understand?
Understand.
Oh, and Jerry, next time, try someone more discreet. Or at least somebody who doesn't speak English.
Both done.
Oh, yeah. I knew you'd show. You ready to give it up?
Well, I thought it over. And yeah, I'm gonna frig you real good. But when we're frigging, be gentle, because theoretically, this is my first time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Shy. So drop your drawers and cover your eyes. Oh. Oh. Shit, I can shit my tooth on that.
Jerry.
Listen up! For all of you who think I'm a whore, feast your eyes on Flat Boy's real whore!
Hurry up, Jerry. My boys are on fire. But I... You just... Oh, I wish I was smarter.
He wanted me to meet him back there to receive some hastily delivered fluids. But I didn't, and I don't, so I won't. My freshness seal is unbroken, and my delicates are still pure.
Way to go, Jerry. Maybe we judged you a little too harshly.
Good for you, Jerry.
Jimmy. Wondering if maybe you wanted to go out on a respectable date, like a museum or a church.
Sure, Jerry. Want to go for a walk?
I'd love to. Jimmy, you'd never say we frigged when we didn't, would you?
Of course not, Sherry.
Or even if we did?
What?
Come on, my boys are on fire! Come on, fight it!
What are you doing?
Slap it! Oh, Jimmy! Virgins, I guess what I learned is that being a virgin is a wonderful and precious thing to hold on to, as long as it doesn't interfere with you having sex.
Did someone order a pizza?
Watching Comedy Central. Get ready for 30 minutes of sketch comedy chaos on the Upright Citizens Brigade next.